Okay, this class has been dedicated in honor of Shmuel Chavev Tzion and his amazing mother. His father is in tremendous appreciation that he's here tonight learning with us. We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to Shar HaDat. And the Magid Miduvna had said to us an allegory. He said, imagine you wake up one morning and you find yourself in this beautiful forest. You have all these beautiful trees around you. You have a palace. You have servants, and anything you want, they bring you, and you can't figure out how you got there. Wouldn't you spend time asking yourself, how did I get here? Trying to verify, well, who gave you all of this? Al achat kama v'chama, how much more so, ech lo titpale, how is it that you don't wonder to yourself, ve lo tishtomim, and how come you're not taken aback, al hamara nifla asher ta roe, something even more spectacular than finding a palace, something even more spectacular than having servants, and that is mitziyut atzmecha, yourself. Hi, you exist. Hey, wait a second. Isn't that amazing? V'omdecha b'olam mele kol tuva mitziyut, and you're in a world that has so many beautiful opportunities. Lemo me'ayin bata, shouldn't you ask yourself, wait a second, where did I come from? How did I get here? Me'ayin balecha mitziyutcha v'chiyutcha v'kiyum nafshecha. Where does your existence, your life, your soul, where does all that come from? He's giving us a tremendous new understanding in the Mishnah that demands of us to ask ourselves, where did I come from? So he says, when the Mishnah says, ask yourself where you came from, what the Mishnah is saying is, don't take life for granted. Ask yourself, wait a second, how did I get here? Ule'eze inyan ve'ila ani umed ve'nimtza mitkayem po, and to what purpose am I here? Why did God put me here? You know, I find that people who survived the Holocaust, very often they ask this question. Very often they say, you know, All my friends and my community, they all perished. So why did God let me live? What's the purpose? What does God want of me? That's a question I've heard often from Holocaust survivors. They say that there must be a reason why I was given the privilege to live. And don't be deceived because you've become accustomed to the world, so you consider it that you know the world. You don't know the world. You're accustomed to the world. That doesn't mean you know the world. You've become accustomed from the minute you were born to this world you live in. I'll give you an example. Let's say you owed someone a certain sum of money. And for a long period of time, you didn't have the money to pay him back. And then you suddenly find... You do find the money and you're able to pay him back. Would you say, well, I haven't paid him in months, I'm not going to pay him now either? The same applies to a person who till today never analyzed God's actions, never analyzed the world he lives in. Until today he's been taking it all for granted. But now that you've been aroused, so then that arousal should make it as though you were just created. As tishtomem al amare, ve'yarav lecha ha'la'a v'ha'sheila, ufri ha'sheila ha'tshuva. And he says, and if you look around, then you have to ask yourself a question, where did it all come from? And the fruits of asking the question is getting the answer, Ashehi Yisod HaEmuna, which is the foundation of faith. Ki kmo shelo ye'erav achila belo re'avon hakodemo, because just like eating is not palatable if you weren't hungry beforehand, ken lo te'erav teshuva bilti achar aflagat ha'sheila. By the same token, the answer doesn't find favor by a person. It's not pleasant. It's not sweet to a person unless the question really bothered him. So, the Magid Miduvna says the first thing you have to do is ask yourself, where did I come from? Where did this whole world come from? And this brings us back to the point which we really left off a few sessions earlier, where the Magid Miduvna had told us that part of connecting to Hashem is stopping and looking at the world with a fresh glance and not taking the world for granted. So now he's saying that this is really what the Mishnah was teaching us when the Mishnah said, we have to ask ourselves, where did I come from? What the Mishnah meant to say is, ask yourself, what's the purpose? And how much thanks do I have to give to the one who brought me here? But also ask yourself, what's the purpose?